Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kewer.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
Hello.
Hello there, Mickey.
Hello there, Sarah.
How are you today?
I'm good.
In song, please.
I'm feeling good. I cycled here.
You cycled here?
Yeah.
On your
moped?
Cool.
Yeah, thank you.
How did it feel?
Felt good, you know. And it's an interesting thing, like when the weather gets nicer, you're like, you know, it feels very free to cycle, whereas in winter it's just like, it's the most horrific.
Grueling experience.
Yeah, it's just such a grueling experience.
Your hands are cold, your face is cold.
But now you're like,
I'm a bird.
I'm a bird, what a nice day.
Yeah,
as so, in like a woman.
That's,
like,
yeah. So that's the energy I've come in with.
That's great.
What energy have you come in with?
Big dick.
BDE. BDE.
I've come in with big dick energy. Can't you tell?
I could tell, actually.
Yeah, shooing in it about. What energy am I bringing to the table? Positive energy.
Yes.
Positive vibes.
Positive vibes?
Yes.
Why so?
I've had a nice week so far. You and I did 2 shows together.
We did. Thanks to everybody who came.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming to our whips.
I knew there were some people who came to our whips who had listened to the podcast because you did the cabbage story. And at one of the previews, someone, you did it. And then and when you went for the punchline, you went, it was a cabbage.
Yeah.
Someone went, cabbage.
Cabbage. That's what I want. I want everyone whispering cabbage when I do the punchline.
Yeah, I just thought that was so sweet. Yeah. I was like, ah.
I think it's really funny because when you were doing your show, you said, I've just celebrated 5 years with my boyfriend. And I heard somebody in the audience go, what? And I was like, I've made Mickey gay by association.
Yeah.
Just the fact that you hang out with me, people are like, and I've decided that my like goal for the next like year or two is because they do these roundups sometimes like they'll do like a listicle thing, which will be like 13 queer comedians you've never heard of. And I'm like, I'm getting Mickey on the
list.
You
want to get me on?
Yeah. I'm going to make you the biggest lesbian comedian in the UK. I want to make it so that Patrick is not allowed to come to your gigs.
It is quite funny because it's not the first time that's happened. But I think it is quite funny that like people think that you would only do this with another queer person.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that when I asked you to do this. I was like, Mickey, come do the podcast. Bring your girlfriend. It'd be so fun. I'll bring mine. And then first day one, she's like, me and Patrick. And wow. I was like, is that like... Who's your brother?
who's this guy? Yeah. Don't bring up this guy. Mm. Well, I mean, it's not like I'm 100% straight. So yeah. I guess, I could get in like my, if it's a spectrum, I guess it would be like 10%. I could get in my 10%.
There's a grain of truth. But I think it's interesting that there is like a, it's obviously a full spectrum. And there are some people who like exist on like, extremes of one side and extremes of other.
Yeah, the fringes.
But I find it really funny when you meet like a woman who's like, I am like 100% straight, and the reason I know that is because I think vaginas are disgusting. And it's like, well, presumably in that context, yours is the only one you've seen.
Yes.
So
yes.
Basically, you've put your hand up and gone, my vagina is disgusting.
Yes, exactly. It's just like, you couldn't be like your internalized misogyny could not be louder right now. But it's, congrats to you.
But it's just so weird where it's like, well, what's wrong with your vagina? Like, it shouldn't be disgusting.
Like, I think that's like a disease. When when women hate vaginas, is like they get like, there was like a storyline once in Sex and the City where Charlotte had to look at her own vagina in a mirror because she had to sort of get reacquainted with it.
Mm. She had to.
Because she had this, I don't quite remember what this was, but yeah.
Have you ever looked at your vagina in the mirror?
Probably.
Yeah, I have.
You've given it a good look?
During, I can't remember, it was during like a phase of the pandemic. Louisa bought these.
that was one of the phases. That was one of the phases.
So everyone looking at
bread, look at vagina.
Yeah, remember when everyone online was looking at their own vaginas? But Louisa bought these kits that were like, I presume for charity.
Sorry.
Yeah. All this vagina talk's making him dizzy.
Vagina talk, Luke has gone out of it.
He's fainting.
that was amazing.
Say vagina one more time, I'm gonna pass out.
That was amazing. I can't believe you just fell off your chair. Louisa bought these kids.
It's like a scene from like a really like bad American movie. You know, like a guy in the back of the room that's like,
whoa. That's so great.
Did you say boobs?
That's so great.
That was really funny. Mm-hmm. She bought these kits for charity, and it was like, make a vagina out of felt, right? And it was you got a little key, they're like Christmas tree decorations. You like sew a ribbon. We've got two of them in our house, and it was really fun. And it like talks you through the process, and it's just stupid. It's just
simple, you cut
out shapes, and then you sew it all together.
Yeah.
But like I think it might have. It was obviously for like cervical cancer awareness or something like that, because it was like, also you should be checking in with yourself.
Yeah.
Before you start making this, maybe have a look at what yours looks like, so you can make your own. So Louisa and I were like, well, let's go have a look. So there was a point
your foreplay is so
during
awesome.
The play where Louisa and I, not long into dating, it's like sat side by side and we're like, huh. Okay, these are going to be tricky to craft.
I know what
you need to go bigger on the left side.
So. Could you craft Louisa's from memory?
Absolutely. I'm thinking about it right now. I could draw it blindfolded. That's not true. That's not true. I'm sorry, please don't leave me.
Is that to Louisa or me?
She listens to this podcast.
Oh, okay.
She listens. I'm so sorry.
I thought you were like, please don't stop this podcast.
Yeah, please. Yeah, Mickey, don't leave me. Lucas, don't leave me. Louisa,
no one leave. Lucas, stay on your chair.
Yeah. Lucas, stay on your goddamn chair.
Well, that's really wholesome.
Yeah, it is.
Some wholesome vagina fun.
Some wholesome and also those kits, they're really fun. I'll put a picture on Instagram of
your vagina.
Of my felt vagina, Mickey. I'm not going to go. And if you're interested in what mine looks like, I'll share it on our stories.
you're normally always asking people to like send us dick pics, but this time you've really changed the this is the opposite. You don't have to send us a dick pic. I'll show you my vagina.
Given that you are not coming to me, I will come to you. Somebody's gonna cross that bridge.
They really are at some point. Wow. Well, wholesome pandemic fun.
Good clean fun.
Maybe you could still get those.
I reckon you can.
Do you think you could get them for? I guess there's no equivalent.
We should get branded ones for this podcast.
Oh, we must.
We must.
Oh, we must.
We should try and get them to get involved for charity. It's all for charity.
It's for charity, guys.
We do put them away when our parents come over.
Do you actually?
Because the first time Louise's parents came to our flat, they came to London, and they were sat on our sofa, and they're like just like sort of leaning on our bookshelf, these two little like vulvas. And I just saw her, like we were chatting and stuff, and then I saw Louise's dad's eyes just like flick up, and then they just flick down again, and I was like, oh, we should have put the vulvas away. Oh no, we should have put those vulvas away.
That's so just now, like, put your vulvas away.
Now
ladies.
I pop them in a drawer every time we got parents coming. Do the final check.
No.
You're like, oh, I've hoovered, you know, wiped surfaces
Don't
down.
Put your vaginas in the closet.
Again. It's very traumatic.
It's very traumatic.
Yeah.
Shall
we have a guest?
I think we must.
An excellent guest this week.
Yes.
Stuart Laws,
friend of you and I.
Friend of us.
Friend of ours.
Yeah, and that's what you say when you have friends.
Friend of us.
Amazing comedian, incredible producer, mm-hmm. filmmaker, mm-hmm. artiste,
mm-hmm.
all a guy about town.
Guy about town.
Absolutely.
He's got his fingers in many pies.
I wondered where you were going. Where his fingers were going to be.
Oh, because of all the vagina talk?
Yeah.
He's got vaginas on the brain.
I do. Get it off my brain.
I hope no one was doing like some kind of like listening to this podcast while like a shot every time they say vagina.
Yeah.
Oh, they're wasted game. Now. Well, yeah, he's amazing.
He's so good.
And we love him. And we're very excited for you to listen to him. So let's bring him in.
Let's get him in
to our vaginas.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, it's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for that. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up, even if it's just £3 a month, that would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode.
Hello! Stuart Laws is here.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very sorry because I made you put this back half an hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is now 10:30 a.m.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Stu made us get out of our beds. He put bags on our heads. He bound our hands. He said it was hazing.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're
elaborate.
Joining.
He did it for Lucas as well.
Yeah.
It was very scary.
It was really scary. We were really scared about
Lucas
it.
Lucas is still in his gym jams. Thanks very much for coming on this. It's nice to see you.
It's a real pleasure.
Thank you.
It's a very good podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
You listen?
I listen.
That explains that listener.
We don't know what to do. We're presented with someone who actually listens.
Okay. All right. So you know what's going on.
I like listening to friends' podcasts because it's like a low pressure way of feeling like you've been socializing with them.
Ah. Yeah.
You're like, oh yeah, I know what.
That's
Sarah
why I go through my friends' bins.
And you have loads of friends who do podcasts.
Yeah.
So you never really leave your house.
It's so great. I just sit in their podcast on like, me and all my friends are here. Yeah.
Do you ever like occasionally think, the thing about all of my friends is that they usually just talk about themselves.
Yeah, but I'm friends with comedians.
That yeah, that's true, yeah. So when you say you usually listen to your friends' podcasts, it is hanging out.
Yeah. 100%. You've sat in this chair really high.
Yeah, can I come down?
Yeah. There he is.
Please
come
down.
I have a long torso.
You do.
So I'm a surprising 6 foot tall, but most of that's in the torso.
It's all torso, is it?
Yeah, I've got the legs of someone who's 5'2".
Ooh.
But the torso of someone who's 7 foot.
Torso of a god.
Yeah. So yeah, I've brought myself down to the right level.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. You do that thing in photo shoots where you're like, absolutely not the legs.
Yeah.
Like from the legs up.
Yeah, or we need to do forced perspective with the legs. The legs are closer to camera than
like
my torso.
Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Lord of the Rings level.
Yeah.
Like ingenuity. Wow.
Yeah, but you're
What's the ratio on your legs?
Your legs are the children and your body is Gandalf.
Yeah.
Also, I just mixed genres there. Not genres, I mixed films because I was thinking about Hagrid. So the children and I meant the hobbits and Gandalf.
Yeah. But yeah. I got it.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
They
yeah.
have a childlike spirit, these hobbits.
They do.
If and a that's hobbit's what listening, you do you want to do an apology? Or?
I'm really sorry. Yeah. I know that you're not children. I know that it's all ages and that's just how you grow. Have I made it worse?
What do you think their ratio is? Do you think they're mostly torso as well?
They look like they're all torso.
They look like they're 50-50 exactly.
You think?
Yeah, I think I'm 50-50 exactly.
Do you?
Yeah.
No.
I was just about to say, I don't think so.
I think my ratio is more leg.
You're all leg.
Yeah.
I have more leg.
Yeah.
That's why you cycle.
That's why I cycle.
She's got legs up to her helmet.
It's the only way to get around.
This is a podcast. I'm so tired. This is a podcast about life-changing moments. Mm. Do you dwell on your life-changing moments?
What I've realized in the last, like, maybe 5-6 years is that I'm not worried about dying anymore.
Ooh.
Just don't feel anything about it.
Oh, no, death anxiety.
If it happens, I'm just like, yeah, fair enough.
Are you okay?
Because you've reached all your goals? Or?
No, I just was just like, yeah, I think there's an apathy element to it. Just like, well, you can't really change that.
And it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You are going to die, Stu. Stu's going to die.
Not me. My legacy won't.
Oh, no.
Legacy of hazing you.
Yeah, tiny it's legs like will.
Who was that comedian who had really tiny legs? Stupid son of
a like a long torso.
That's really good. What do you think brought that on?
Depression?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it was probably depression.
Yeah,
it?
Probably.
But you're like,
oh, I thought it was going to be like an enlightened...
Oh, no.
Heightened state of being.
I'm one of the least enlightened people in the world.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really? Who do you think's less enlightened than you?
Who do you think less enlightened? Barack?
Obama? Yeah. Have you ever had a big near-miss experience?
Just straight in.
This is what we do.
This is what we do.
So I did text my mum to ask about this.
Oh, she's going to listen to this.
There's a very clear one when I was a child. And you know when you're in one of those like strollers, it's like a round sort of thing. The baby sits in the middle and they can sort of like they've touched the floor with their feet and sort of move around but not fall
over.
Oh, but
it's like suspended in the air?
No, it's got wheels.
It's got wheels. It's going around. Okay.
Yeah.
I immediately was picturing one of the inflatable ones in water, but it's... Do they have a name or are they just...
Yeah, what are they? Like rubber ringy sort of things.
Baby spaceships.
Yeah. Baby spaceship. So I was in a baby spaceship, but for the land.
Yeah. So it's got
held
wheels.
Held down by gravity.
And you have like a little... It's like a high chair on wheels, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, really? I went down the stairs in that.
Oh, God.
That's so radical, man.
Yeah. And what it did, and my mum and dad were both like, oh, shit.
Wait, they were there?
They were there. And just saw
No, they left him at home.
On the landing in a...
The spaceship will look after him. But let's make sure we put him upstairs. We don't want him answering the door.
I mean, sort of like they were right near you. They didn't stop you. They didn't grab you and stop you.
Well, no, because it happened.
They were holding the camera.
They were just out
150 quid for this.
Went down. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
How many stairs would you say on...
I'm going to estimate what is a normal two-story house.
28.
I was thinking stairs. Like 15 to 18.
I was thinking 15. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right.
28.
But you're from...
Lucas, please look this up.
You're from the Netherlands where the houses are narrower but taller.
And castles.
Because of the tax.
Because of the tax.
Yeah. I told you. Yes. Yeah.
No, I told them on the podcast. Yeah,
you told me that.
Yeah.
And I was here and we recorded it and then Stu listened.
I got so excited for a second.
Yeah.
Yes. That's right.
So, okay. 15 stairs. So we're talking bump. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big
bump. Big bumps.
I thought you were going to do all 15.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
And then... What surface were the stairs? We're talking carpet, wooden?
They were carpet.
Got a runner?
What's a runner?
That's it goes in the middle of the... Sort
oh,
of
no,
like
I'd say full carpet.
The little landing the strip of carpet down
the 80s,
middle.
Full carpet.
Full carpet, what colour? Avocado green?
I think they are in the green, but I'm colourblind, so I can't really tell. And also, as a baby, so my memory of it's very poor.
You threw a colourblind baby down the stairs. It's terrible.
Yeah, do you think that's what it was?
Yeah.
They figured out you were colorblind. They were like, let it go.
Nature, this back in the day, this wouldn't survive beyond one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Couldn't 100%. Identify a tiger in the grass.
Yeah, he'd think it was a
So you went down.
Lion?
Wolf. I actually want to hear the story. So you went down.
So the end of the steps basically was like it was like 3 feet till the wall.
Yeah.
Bam, crash into the wall.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Done. Parents thinking, we've lost our firstborn. Nothing was going to happen with him anyway. He was going to sort of lose the will to live by the age of 39 anyway.
Because he can't see colour.
Yeah, that's the main reason.
Yeah.
So they were like, oh no. They run down. We've got a cracked skull, surely.
Yeah.
No, I'm just laughing.
And you're like, again?
Yeah, I'm just laughing. Like that little baby dinosaur from the dinosaur thing.
Oh my God.
And at that point, we're like, we got to kill this baby.
Yeah, yeah. There's something wrong with this baby.
This baby's an idiot.
He's lost his fear of death.
This baby can't be killed. We've got to call the priest. Suddenly they're freaked out for a different reason. They're like, why aren't you dead?
Yeah, screaming at, shaking me. Why aren't you dead?
When you asked your mum about this, what did she say?
Well, she said, right, let's go to the messages. Just to be... Oh, she said the stairs were small. Oh, no, hang on. The stairs, that's not my mum, that's my sister.
You went round.
Hang on.
Is asked everybody. Younger sister or older sister?
Younger sister. So that's why I think they thought we've damaged this one.
Yeah.
Let's get another one on the go.
Yeah. Just in case.
Just in case, yes.
My mum said, luckily your stroller was round, not like the square ones today, which seems like she's doing like a bloody, yes. You know, all the modern
these square ones today.
Because you actually rolled down the stairs and laughed, whereas mum and dad almost died holding our breath until you reached the bottom. Okay, I didn't realise that detail. They watched it.
Completely frozen.
This is why I was asking.
It's okay.
This is why I was like, did no one like try and grab you?
Run over, try and stop it, try and catch you at the bottom. Were they upstairs?
They were upstairs, so I think at that point they were just
upstairs.
Let's not lose one of us as well because we've got jobs.
Sure.
That's
so let's
true.
Just let this one go.
And we are going to have another baby
we've
now.
We've got another one baked.
Yeah. That's like a very like medieval kind of like, you know, they had so many children. They were just like, if they lost one, they were like,
yeah.
Yeah. When they do the count think, at the end of the day.
Yeah,
and they're
yeah.
like,
oh, okay, another one got. Damn it.
When do you think you would have died in medieval times? How old?
Oh. Pretty. I think I'd make it.
No, you wouldn't.
What? Yeah.
You'd make it.
Yeah.
With legs those long.
Yeah.
I said with legs those long.
Yeah,
and I didn't question it.
With those legs long. Yeah, I think I'd make it.
Really?
Yeah.
What would your profession be?
Washerwoman.
Oh yeah. What would you be washing?
anything on the top shelf.
Just anything on the top shelf.
Just whatever I could
reach. You guys need your top shelf washing.
Yeah, I would be a top shelf washerwoman.
With legs those long.
I just think I'm quite like adaptable. And I don't question too much, you know what I mean? I feel like I would have just been like, this is the world. It's flat. The sun's not the center of the earth. We are. I think I'd really be like, yeah.
Do you kind of wish you were born then? Do you think, you know, when people go, I was so born in the wrong era.
Yeah, you would
have been amazing in the 60s.
I'm in my washerwoman era. Yeah.
In my washerwoman era, no rights.
I think we know too much.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, no rights. I really think I'd flourish with no rights. Yeah. Belonging to some man.
Yeah.
And I'd...
You're looking at going one of us is getting sold the other these days.
I hope it's sold.
Yeah. Eaten, killed, baked.
Would you host like a live podcast, like the Washerwoman podcast?
No.
But it's not recorded.
I wouldn't speak up. I know my place.
No, that's good.
I know my place.
I do see this for you. I think you'd be really happy, actually.
Yeah, this all of these like rights and opportunities have really it's given me a lot of anxiety that I don't think I would have had in my washerwoman past.
No, definitely not.
No.
Okay.
You'd be fucked.
Oh, I'd die in childbirth, I think.
100%.
Yeah, well, they had to get the spoons to yank me out, so I think I'd just, I don't know.
Just a guy playing spoons to lure you out.
I was
out.
Like, oh, I love this song.
I'm coming out, baby.
Like, get it.
All right, I guess I'm up.
It's having too good a time. Get it.
Kill that creep.
The spoons guy just winking. Your mum, another successful birth.
What do you think?
Oh, 31 when my appendix almost exploded.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. Perfect.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So that was another option that I had was I went for like a few days of being like, what the fuck is that pain? And then I had to go and film at a sex toy factory.
Mm. Yeah, how to, did you?
Okay, my hobby is doing that.
Moonlighting.
I was filming a documentary about this sex toy factory, and the director was like, I woke up in like agony and was like, okay, this ain't going away. I thought that would go away overnight. Didn't go away. I had a little puke, 6 a.m. text. I'm like, I don't know if I can drive an hour and a half to this sex toy factory. And the thought of stuff going in and out of me right now is really freaking
my nut.
Let alone
what we're doing when I get there.
Not on the camera off, but I appreciate it. You can improv.
I shouldn't be operating any machinery.
And they were like, please, could you come? Because I don't know how on earth we'd do it. Like, how we'd get someone else.
Without Stu.
Without Stu.
That's right.
Please, just could you come? Because otherwise I won't come.
I say that often.
So I drove there and had to pull over like two or three times just to have a little vomit. And then the owner of the sex toy factory was embroiled in some sort of workplace accusations, couldn't do the interview.
Oh my God.
And then just had to drive home after filming a couple of dildos and puked a few more times. A
couple of D-roll shots.
Then tried to sleep it off again. Because what is that mental process that I was like, a little sleep will put this fire out.
Yeah, I didn't understand that the first time you said that.
Yeah.
When you were like, oh, this stomach pain will go away. It's not like a headache. Like a headache actually goes away from sleep because your brain resets.
But I just have always sort of just been like, it will just sort itself out.
What did your parents tell you about like being sick and stuff when you were younger? Because I have a montage, like a supercut montage from my childhood of my father saying different variations of sleep is the best medicine. You just got to go to sleep. Go to sleep.
I am very...
Pillows coming close to my head. Yeah. Sleep is the best medicine, Sarah.
I have varying images of people going, you're not sick.
Yeah.
You're not sick.
Really?
Like, it was a very... Yeah, it was a very sort of like... I don't know even what you would call it, but my mum was very like strict in that sense. She was not like... She was lovely and maternal in other ways, but when you said I'm not feeling well, she was like, yes, you are. Like there was a...
My mum was the same.
Yeah, there was a very much like, unless your fever is hit a 40 degrees or something ridiculous, you are not staying home.
Unless you got the receipts to prove it.
Yes. It was a lot.
You're going to school.
It was a lot like that. There were moments where then, like from school, I had to be like, well, I'm vomiting, so... Can I come back, please?
Louisa's mum sounds like that she was the opposite in that, like, if she had an issue, she'd be like, just stay home today. And just the other day,
yeah,
I woke up.
That is mad to me.
I woke up in the night and I had a cramp in my calf, and it was like so painful, you know, when you wake up and it's just fucking twisting your muscle.
Yeah.
And Louisa was like, oh, yeah, once when I was younger, I had that and it was so bad. I had to go to the doctors and I had to have like a walking aid for a week, like a walking stick. And I was like, that must have been awful at school. And she was like, my mom didn't make me go to school. And I was like, my mom would have sent me to school my walking stick and my fucking hot cocoa, and I would have had to have hobbled around the entire school, and everyone's like, oh, old man Keyworth's here again.
Yeah, exactly.
And it would have been so embarrassing. And just the fact, the idea that somebody's mum was like, yeah, you don't have to go through that.
My mum would have made me put the walkie stick on the back of my bike,
cycle the school
with the cramp.
Yeah. With the cramp.
and then walk around with a walking stick. 100%. What was your mum like?
I think she was pretty kind about all of that stuff.
Oh, that's
there
nice.
Were lots of times. I think she just was like, well, Stuart's saying it. Because I was told I was a very serious baby.
Because of the fall?
Because of the fall, probably.
It doesn't sound like it from the stairs.
That was your last laugh.
Yeah, that sounds... I was told no one could make me laugh as a baby. And everyone kept coming over, like family kept coming over, friends trying to make me laugh, and I wouldn't laugh. But the one thing that did... turns out make me laugh was almost dying.
Yeah, that's it.
So scary.
So then they started throwing you off the stairs. Yeah.
We'll get him laughing.
Oh, yeah, he won't like that childish stuff. Just give him the stairs again.
He loves slapstick.
Yeah. I like that as a baby already, it's such a high threshold for what you thought was hack.
Yeah, you were just, you know.
Were you doing a weird face at me? Grow up.
Throw
me down the stairs.
Peekaboo again. Take me to the top of the stairs, please.
So I think whenever I did say I was ill, my mum was like, well, he's serious, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's not serious mucking about.
Yeah. This creepy little deadpan boy I have. So, you went to the sex factory.
Oh, yeah. The sex factory.
Yeah, is what I'm calling it. But you didn't do anything. Because there were allegations against the sex factory owner.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sex man.
Yeah.
That's not surprising.
Pretends to be shocked.
Yeah.
Gasp.
And then you drove home.
Went home, puked a few more times, tried to go to sleep, took a load of painkillers, got a bit, not too many, but like just the right amount.
Took a load of painkillers. Thought, well, I guess this is it for me.
Woke up, it wasn't going away, and went, all right, I'll drive myself to hospital. They were like, yeah, I think your appendix is about to explode. So let's get you into surgery.
That's what they said, explode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
It's wild that they can explode.
Yeah, something like that. It goes, doesn't it? And then suddenly they've got to clean all that up and get rid of all the poison.
Which is worse than like if they just take it out, I think.
Yeah. So right, I would have, at 31 in medieval times, just died of unknown stomach problems.
Digestive complaint.
Yeah.
That's so like interesting Aristotle. That you would have that you know when you would have died.
Yeah. I thought that's interesting. Mm. I wonder, and you're like, no, I'd have never died. You'd still be alive today. If you were born in medieval times.
100%.
Yeah. Thriving. Yeah. Still washerwoman. She refuses to engage with these newfangled ideas.
God, all the top shelves are so clean in this area. Oh, that's Mickey.
Yeah. That's washerwoman Mickey.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they said you might be lucky and it might be like it might be a keyhole and we can just go in and get rid of it that way. But if you're not and it's about to go, then it'll be a big operation and that'll be like a 2 week like initial recovery and then longer. I was due to go to the Edinburgh Fringe in about 6 days. And when I woke up in the recovery room, I said, which one was it? Was it keyhole? And they said, no. And I went, fuck. And then passed back out again.
Have you got a sliding doors moment for us?
There's one that's not to do with injury. It's to do with in 2008, I started a YouTube channel with some friends where I became Batman for my local village because there was a local newspaper headline saying we need Batman to protect our village. And so we did a web series where I did that for a small village in Buckinghamshire.
I'm going to need you to start from the beginning.
What are the questions?
You're going
here?
Too fast.
Who is Batman?
What was happening in the village?
So late at night, there was a nightclub in that village, which was ranked the second worst nightclub in the country by FHM.
Oh, wonderful.
What was bad about it?
It was just like an old farmhouse that had been split up, sticky, really sticky floors, not good vibes.
And it was in the village or slightly outside of it?
Very slightly outside of it, yeah. But it was the place to go if you were, if if you were like 15 and older.
Yes.
Oh, they would let you in. They weren't checking ID.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Occasionally people went missing, but it's a farmhouse. What are you going to do?
Relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People would come home from that and walk through the high street and knock over the hanging pots, the plants and things like that.
Yeah. Oh.
And so we need Batman to protect that village.
The hanging pots.
Yeah.
I really thought there was going to be a series of murders or something. At least bare minimum muggings. But they're knocking over the plant pots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In this tiny village, that's exactly the level of crime I was expecting.
Yes. I thought it was going to be, you know, you occasionally see stuff where it's like the killer clown is back and it's somebody dressing as a clown and they keep chasing people through villages. And I thought it was
that's a thing.
A clown situation.
Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
It's sometimes it's like
you'd be fine with your legs.
That's terrifying.
Clowns hate legs.
Yeah, clowns do famously hate legs. So yeah,
that's why I always carry an octopus.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
spooks them. Spooks them.
Throw it at them.
Take this, you bitch.
Wow. Okay. Plant pots.
So we then, me and my friend, who I set up my production company with, started a web series called Becoming Batman. Put it on YouTube. This was very early sort of YouTube. It went viral very early on and got like a bit of a following. Ooh. And the local newspaper, we kept sending them emails being like, look, this is what we're doing. And we kept being front page news in the local area.
So funny.
And it led to...
So not much going on in this village.
Not much going on.
No.
Apparently that journalist, Jack Abel, he used that case study as like a way of marrying online with print media in his like exams to then work for the Nationals.
Ooh.
And it was like a thing that he like started working for national newspapers after doing these stories. It was part of, I'm sure he was a very talented writer in his own right as well.
You made him, is what you're saying.
I made this guy. Yeah. Jack, where are you? Jack.
Where's my cut? It's me, Batman.
And the plot, yeah, was just like me trying to sort of solve crimes in the local area. It would be like people like not paying and displaying, basic stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then my friend was annoyed that I wasn't taking it seriously because like my parents hadn't died in a horrific accident or anything like that. They just divorced. And so he started doing crimes for me to solve.
Nice.
Dressed in a red hood. And then he accidentally fell in a chlorinated pool and turned into the Joker.
Chlorinated pool.
Yeah.
Any pool.
Any pool. An over-chlorinated pool. Turned into the Joker and...
imagine if it was that simple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anytime a child goes swimming, they come out.
You want to know how I got these scars? Or do I went swimming?
You want to know how I got these armbands?
My mom! Amazing.
And I went to that nightclub that we spoke of previously, and at one point came out at the end of the night, kicking out time, and some people came up to me and went, "You're Batman."
That's fun.
That was good, wasn't it? That's a good moment.
And you got
I was
to be like,
"Nah, I'm Wayne Bruce. This is my character in it."
Wayne Bruce.
what happened was then was our production company had some like a corporate person right around like a proper like company said, "I'd like you and this other guy, Nick, who we run the company with as well now. We're going to give you a bit of money and you're going to be our main production house and you do all our editing." And it was the first time that our company ever like paid me a wage. And we then just didn't have time to keep doing Becoming Batman.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And people around that time who had like similar size channels and were doing similar size things currently have like millions. I know them and they've got like millions of subscribers, run like a football team that started as a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Have huge houses, are so successful. And I'm like, ah, I could have been a YouTuber. Because we accidentally did a stupid thing that was successful before people did that.
Yeah, yeah. You were so ahead of the curve.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
We didn't realize. We were just thick idiots just being like, oh, would it be funny if instead of being Batman, he wants to be a rock star instead? And that's a plot of it.
Yeah.
And
you could have like, been in like a real Batman film by now. You
there was
been
like
that famous.
Lists that came out around the time that people were like ranking their best Batmans. And like I would be above Val Kilmer, George Clooney. Absolutely.
You
wild.
Were like, nah, this isn't
That's
going
so
anywhere.
Funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so
That's an
stupid.
Amazing sliding doors.
Yeah. Yeah, I do sometimes think about it because I'd started
yeah, but
doing
I've never
stand-up
been here.
By that point. But yeah, I guess, yeah, I'd just be...
You'd definitely have your appendix, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Maybe I'd have my appendix.
100%.
YouTubers don't lose their appendix.
No, yeah, no, absolutely. And somebody would have gone, this guy's too expensive.
Yeah.
We can't lose a bit of this man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wow. the sliding doors moment.
Oh, man.
So this is the worst version of you.
You're in the darkest timeline.
Yeah.
No appendix, no fear of death.
Yeah.
A middling stand-up comedy career.
You are going to become the Joker.
That's oh, what's no. going to
happen. Yeah, that would be the arc.
Oh, no. I could have been Batman.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. Arc.
Beating up KSI.
Wear your side, man.
Wow. Thank you.
That's great.
That was really good.
Okay.
People usually do happy ones. But I loved it. I loved it so much. The fact that we're all looking at you like now, like, what would Stu look like if he was a famous YouTuber?
Yeah, I think if I would have sorted my teeth out, obviously, I would have probably had some sort of like hair transplant.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Would you do that?
I'd have done Botox, obviously. I'd have gone I'd frosted
yeah.
tips.
Yeah, frosted
lip
tips.
Fillers.
Lip fillers, definitely.
Yeah.
And probably the penis reduction.
Yeah.
You'd have to.
Penis reduction, we've all been begging you to do.
That was a good stipulation of me coming on this, wasn't it?
Yeah, how's the crowdfunding going? Save our town.
Yeah, you really have brought a laddie atmosphere to this podcast,
yeah,
which is amazing
because
you're like, I don't think of you as like a particularly laddie person.
Mm. I do.
But it's like your mum jokes and penis reductions.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a YouTuber in his heart.
Yeah, that's right.
So he is. Well, thank you so much, Stu. Thank you for coming on and telling us all that stuff.
Please, could you let us know where people can find you? What do you want to plug?
I would like to plug my stand-up comedy special, Stuart Laws Is All In.
Yeah.
Which is actually genuinely about binary choices, about making those decisions in your life that change sort of how life goes.
Oh, I know, because I saw it.
The perfect complimentary show.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's out on the 800-pound gorilla YouTube channel.
Cool.
So it's free.
Bit of a YouTube thing there.
Yeah, a bit of a YouTuber.
Bit of a YouTube connection there.
Yeah.
Second time we've heard YouTube today.
I think it'll catch on. YouTube.co.uk.
And you're on a new podcast.
There Will Be Film, which I believe a couple of people in this room are being a guest on.
Lucas!
Well, I don't want to say anything.
Not me. Every single one I've been asked for has been cancelled. Nathan now thinks that I'm some sort of curse, so I don't know if he'll have me back. But it's you, Nathan, and Heidi.
Me, Nathan Darcy Roberts, and Heidi. It's
very fun.
It's about films. It's very silly. Very stupid stuff is said on it.
Very stupid stuff.
But if you like films, it's something
nerdy. I didn't
say
anything. Yeah, I saw you say something stupid.
You said
Sarah,
something so stupid.
I didn't say anything stupid.
You said it and I was thinking, that's so thick.
That's so dumb.
Yeah. You'll be on it though.
Yeah, and then
no,
you'll be stupid.
Has he?
Yeah.
I was doing that to pretend that you were in the can already.
Yeah.
But you've exposed it for a line.
Yeah, no, I will always expose
Where's
it for a
Mickey?
Line.
She's in the can.
I'm not in the can.
Cleaning the top shelf.
Yeah. And where can people find you online, please?
All of those places.
Nice.
Yeah, Stuart Laws comedy.
Stuart Laws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very simple. STU.
Well, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you very much for having me.
Goodbye. Stuart Laws. Stuart Laws.
Very good stuff.
What a wonderful stuff.
What a life he has led.
Really silly. He's so silly.
Very silly.
I love being with Stu.
He could have been a star.
Makes me feel silly.
He's a star.
He is a star.
Star in my sky.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. We appreciate you.
We appreciate you. We love you. We like when you send us stuff.
I think about you in the bath.
Sarah thinks about you in the bath. Just to continue the creepy note with which this podcast started.
You've got to have a
middle
theme.
And is now ending.
You've got to have a theme, Mickey.
You've got to have a theme. Yeah. The theme is creepy. Thank you so much for
listening,
guys.
I think about you when I'm in the bath, not like I picture you in the bath. Is that better? No. I think I saved it there.
I think I pulled it back at the end.
Oh, that's a relief. Someone has been
it's
weird.
It's nice to think of friends in the bath, isn't it?
Exactly. Getting clean.
Everybody has to wash.
We have to stop, Sarah. The thing is that I know what happens, and they will just continue on this train unless stopped.
Yeah.
Stop.
Until I'm chanting, send us nudes.
Thank the listener. Thank the listener, Sarah.
Thank you, listeners. Thank you. From the bottom of my bum.
Yeah, from the bottom of my bum. To the top of my
helmet
eyes. Not my head.
To the top of my eyes.
Thank you. And then please tell your friends.
Tell your friends. You got friends? Why aren't you telling them?
Tell them.
Tell them.
Tell them about us and our great stories.
If you haven't already, sign up to the Patreon where we add extra content. Each guest is now telling us a cringe. Susie Ruffle told us an excellent cringe
last week
that I still cringe about now.
So horrible.
Stu's cringe is...
Oh, it's special.
Had actual cringing in the room.
Yes.
And you can watch it as well. It's footage as well as sound. So you can see us cringing till the cows come home. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Lucas for being the best boy in the world.
And falling off his chair.
And falling off his chair.
Great time.
And I guess we'll hear... No.
We'll.
You'll hear us next time.
Yeah, you will. Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.